Welcome to Rocks Talks. I like we call this the night or the afternoon edition. Oh my goodness, it's good to see you all. Today I'm going to give you an update. I'm clearly not where I usually am. No, I didn't decorate the room. I am across the country. So we're going to talk about that, talk about travel these days, and little blessings in the midst of travel. And there's one other thing I wanted to tell you about, but it'll come when it comes. I've actually been up, well, I've been up since yesterday morning, and I don't know what time it is now, but I left my house 17 hours ago. That much I can tell you. And I had a full day. Let's see, I left the house around 9 and then add 12 to that. So that's what, 32 or 29, and add like 5 more hours. So I've been up for 30 some hours. So it's been a whirlwind, but I'm here with you. And this is a moment where I finally got time just to like, okay, we can hang. So it's good to see you all. We are in the Boston area for my father-in-law's funeral. It's coming up in a few days. And so Scott and I traveled here overnight, and we did the red eye, which I think we might officially be too old for the red eye. We might have gotten there. I usually sleep on planes. I didn't sleep on this one, but I have to tell you, it was a wonderful experience. There were 150 open seats in a plane. And when you think about a plane that's going across country, you know it's a big one, which meant that we had a whole aisle to ourselves. And the flight attendants were really wonderful because they moved our seat. And so they kind of gave us like an upgrade because they moved our seat. And they were very, very nice to us. But what was great was that we literally got to be around no one and just relax and sleep. I have to tell you that when it comes to flights and airlines, there are some that are better than the rest. And actually, was it last week or the week before they came out with a listing of the best and worst airport or airlines? And I had to agree with what they said. JetBlue is like near the bottom, which they have proven that for my family. They kept some of my family members 2 days late coming home from our wedding, and it would be one thing if they got to stay in the Bahamas and have a great time, but they were like stuck in a airport and all the things. Anyway, they've had a lot of blunders, which is sad to me because I remember when JetBlue was like, when I was in law school, JetBlue was the jam, and I loved flying them because they had the munchies, which you know those munchie snacks that have like the Doritos, and they have the, I don't know, they have a couple different things mixed up, and it's just good. And they had DirecTV, but they've gone downhill. And the top dog was actually Delta, which Delta is our favorite. So I was like, yes, I agree with everyone. And all the placements I thought were pretty accurate. But the flight went well, thank goodness. We left early. I didn't know you could even do that these days. But we did. We left early and we got in early. And I have to tell you, it's always interesting to see just people who flies overnight and who's up early flying. When we landed, it was very much like there was all these people. We got like in at maybe 6 in the morning. So it was a whole thing. But the airport of course was packed of people flying. I always wonder like, what's your story? Where are you going? Where are you coming from? How are things going? All of that. It's an interesting sitch. But when we were waiting for our flight in Phoenix, we were sitting at the one bar. Scott and I like to get there early, and we like to just kind of go to the bar and have a good time. And there was a gentleman who started talking, and his accent was a strong Boston accent. I won't even try because I can't do it right. He ended up sitting next to Scott. Turns out they are literally from like towns, opposing towns. So we had a great conversation with them there. He's engaged, or with him, he's engaged. So we talked about that, and we swapped information. And there was another gentleman who's also from the Boston area, and they were all just having this Boston conversation to the point that when it was time to go, I'm like, we're boarding. Scott stayed back for a good 10 minutes, and I went to the gate. And finally, I texted him, I'm like, okay, darling, like they've said all rows, all everybody, we gotta go. And then he kind of trotted up here, but I loved that for him because he was like, okay, that's a sign this is going to be like a really good trip. And I hope that that's true. But it was good for him to have that kind of fun moment to just kind of forget and carefree, be carefree before we come to what's a sad moment. And I don't think there's ever a time in your life, whether you live to be 5,000, or you live to be 3, where it doesn't feel like it's too soon. Truly, truly. And I think that's true. Even though we knew it was coming, it came faster than we thought. And so it's kind of like a whiplash. So that's a challenge. But today was really special because he's walking down memory lane. So I got to see some places I'd seen before and some I haven't, from his childhood that were very important to him, and just hear memories about his dad. So that was a good way to kind of get acclimated into it, because it hit us like a freight train. When we're here, it became real, because every other time we've come knowing that we're going to see him, and that's just not the case this time. So there is that. Also, I just want to share, there was something else I wanted to tell you. Seriously, it's the brain that is like, I actually had to do a presentation today. I know, wild. Scheduled before all this, of course. And so I brought like my computer, did that one presentation. And at one point I'm like, because they're like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm hanging in there. And they're like, oh, we hope you're doing better than that. So I kind of told them, I said, I'm okay, but just having to tend to some family stuff. But I'm telling you, I was just like, it was difficult. I remember what I was going to tell you. It came, all right? Y'all, I did it. Last night, since we're doing a late flight, I'm like, okay, I have just enough time. I want to get my newsletter done. And if I don't get it done this evening, it's not getting done till Sunday. I want to be super bowling on Sunday. I don't want to be thinking about that. And you don't want to be reading my email. So I sat down. I knew what I wanted to do in my head. And I just sat down and I wrote it. And then I wrote it like I hand scribbled, scribbled. Then I actually went to my notes and scribbled some more. And then I actually wrote it into my email program and I got it out. Woo, done is better than perfect. And what was really exciting is I was like, I'm not even gonna delay this till tomorrow morning, like they would probably recommend that I do. I'm like, I am sending that sucker now. I got responses immediately. And so I wanna let you all know, because I told you it's happening, it's happening. That was the other thing. I'm like, I told you that it's happening, it's gotta happen. So it has happened, and yay. I'm just super pumped about that. So please check it out. I give you kind of it's a mixture of things, including like the top things to watch, TV shows to watch in February, the ones that are hot, hot, hot. And I'd love to hear what you think about those, as well as some other things. And I might bring some of that on here in a way as well too. But right now the brain is just braining. Is today Thursday? I think today's Thursday. I don't even know. It's Thursday. So there's that. But two things I'm like, I want to get done today, hanging out with y'all. And then also I'm going to do a TikTok live after this. I'm just going to be totally incoherent when I get to that. So if you miss it, I'm not sad. That's probably a good thing. Oh my goodness. Love that. I don't think there's anything else. I haven't been able to look at what's happening in the news or not happening. I did hear that two JetBlue airplanes, things you don't want to hear when you're flying, hit each other. Like they ran into each other taxiing. What's going on there? And I forgot that when I was just telling you about JetBlue in general. So at the same airport we landed, I'm like, what? But I think everyone was okay. Other than that, I'm not sure. And I haven't had a chance to look at your comments. Again, the travel thing. I will take a look because I appreciate each and every one of your comments. I appreciate you watching. I'm not going to keep you much longer than this. Just know that we're here. Saturday will be the funeral. So tomorrow is going to be a lot of going through things and just spending time with family and all that jazz. And I'm going to try and get some really good sleep tonight. That's the goal. Some really good sleep. So for you, I hope you're having a great week. Go be great. And I will be mo more mo. I'll be mo coherent tomorrow, or definitely by Monday. All right, y'all. Thanks for watching. Bye.